a question around mindfulness of breathing, and say Anapanasati, and it's a little bit unclear what the question is, but I think in the sense of it's Anapanasati fulfills both the aspects of calming, of samatha meditation and vipassana meditation insight. And so that's a it's a an aspect of the cultivation of mindfulness of breathing that it does have it has a dual purpose. And in reality, most meditations do. I think there's a kind of, contrived division between, oh, that's samatha and that's vipassana. In the suttas, that's really, the Buddha doesn't really talk about it. Because it's just this one mind, and it does need to be peaceful, and it does need to see things clearly, and that's all that samatha is, just the peacefulness, tranquility, settling of the mind. The vipassana is seeing clearly, penetrating with understanding, and in the end, techniques are, they're helpful tools, they're supports, but it's how we apply the mind, so that when we apply the mind to settling, because we can, we could take what would be a classically considered, like the kind of the epitome of insight, is insight into anicca, dukkha, anatta, impermanence, unsatisfactory, non-self. You can still use that as a theme to settle and bring the mind to a place of tranquility and peacefulness. I mean, that's incredibly useful. And so it's maybe not trying not to get caught into creating false dichotomies in the mind, splitting the mind into terms that are sort of counterproductive.